This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We're talking about sharks because there was, unfortunately, a fatal shark attack, and I wanted to review with you guys how to survive a shark attack. But one of you asked me about the book that Jaws came from. I didn't know Jaws was a book. Remember, I was, like, really, really young. I was, like, super young. The movie came out in the 70s, and I'm middle-aged, but I don't ever remember reading the book. But apparently, it wasn't a true story. It was a fiction book that the movie Jaws came from. It was, I guess, a book from the 1960s where they captured this 4,500-pound shark off the coast of Montauk. And so it was developed from a book. I had to look it up. They say, apparently the book was entitled Silence in the Deep. And then he asked his father, who was a children's book author, for suggestions. And the senior Benchley, Peter Benchley was the kid, senior Benchley sent back a bunch of titles. And Jaws was the only one that Peter Benchley and his editors could agree upon. So with the book, that's where it came from. And then Steven Spielberg was the film's director. He became aware of the book, apparently noticed it on top of a large stack of papers in his producer's office. He originally thought it was about a dentist. This is kind of cool. Now, Spielberg was not the original director chosen for the film. The first director was fired after a production meeting in which he continually referred to the shark as a whale. I don't believe that, really. People, like, don't get animals and, you know, taxonomy well. I don't see how. But anyway, guess the original director got fired. They said 3 months before production was set to begin, Spielberg decided he wanted to direct a different movie. He didn't want to be typecast as a truck and shark director. All right? And then, I guess, he went to speak with the producers. And the producers knew he wanted to back out. So I guess they all decided to wear these Jaws crew t-shirts or something. And Spielberg said, never mind. And he was about to quit. Something happened where it looked like his team was on board. And then, apparently, Benchley later became an ocean conservationist and regretted writing a book that portrayed sharks in such a cold-blooded manner. No, actually, Benchley, you've saved a lot of lives with that. Now, they say producers knew they couldn't use a real great white shark. This is coming from Reader's Digest in the movie, because apparently these great white sharks die pretty quickly in captivity. And at the time, you could only keep one alive for about 11 days. They think great whites at the time would die from depression and self-starvation because of the stress of capture. So they had to use three mechanical sharks. They were constructed to play the part of the great white. There was a right shark and a left shark for side shots, and then a full-sized one. So I guess they had like half sharks. And they called the sharks Bruce. And why did they call them Bruce? That was Steven Spielberg's lawyer's name. I think that's awesome. Yeah, so they called the sharks Bruce. See? After the full-sized shark sank during its first time in the water, the crew also nicknamed the shark Flaws and the Great White Turd. I don't know. In the 70s, that was funny. Flaws. Anyway, so the sharks were to be attached to a 16-ton platform sitting on the ocean floor. And then the arm was supposed to be, they called that the Iron Monster, I guess. And the mechanical sharks were really a disappointment. The combined cost was about $225,000, which is about $1 million in today's currency. And apparently the shark malfunction issues plagued the film, most of the scenes. And so many of the scenes had to be done even without... Shark should have been the film more. They say the first shark doesn't appear until 1 hour and 21 minutes into the two-hour film because there's so many issues with the mechanical sharks. So Spielberg said he channeled Alfred Hitchcock to let an invisible threat terrorize the audience. So I didn't know that, that you don't see the shark until 1 hour, 21 minutes into the film. And then, apparently, they said fellow mariners would often ruin the shot by steering over to ask what the production crew was doing. Then it would take up to 6 hours to set up the shots again. So they would be trying to film, and then all the, you know, the boaters would come in going, hey, what's up? Like, no, cut! So apparently the original filming took place off the coast of Martha's Vineyard during May and June. But then Spielberg had to extend the filming by 3 months because of shooting complications. And I guess a local jerk, right, apparently didn't like everybody there. And he left a dead brown shark on the porch of the production office. So that kind of freaked people out. And Jaws was supposed to be released over Christmas season. But apparently it took so long filming, and it had a summer release date, that they ended up delaying it. And I really think this was one of the first movies to become like the summer blockbuster. It was perfect because nobody thinks about beaches during Christmas. Timing is everything. There was a whole bunch of stuff. The initial budget was $3.5 million. It ended up taking $8 million to make. Pirates of the Caribbean, by the way, $341.8 million. So, wow. And let me see, there's a lot of other little scoops and stuff, but very, very cool. So I thought the movie was pretty cool with that. I'm not a very, very big movie buff like I wish I would be, but I have to say that one thing I do miss in this day and age of these iconic movies, I mean, here we are. I think the movie came out June 20th, 1975, and we're still talking about it, Jaws. Some of you are like, yeah, she's still talking about it on our show. Why are we talking about sharks? I don't know. Maybe it's because I didn't really talk much about sharks during Shark Week. But anyway, I like talking about sharks. And this is some scary stuff because the waters are warmer and I think there's going to be more attacks. But movies like that that still stand out, you know, decades, generations later, the 1975 movie we're still talking about, Star Wars, we're still seeing, you know, sequels of those and prequels of those. Not as good as the original, but still. A New Hope was on, and I was watching that, and I was like, gosh, that was a good movie, even in the 70s. You know, and we just don't have a lot of these iconic movies anymore. All right, don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DELLY. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find not hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY. These are funny. 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael just sent me some lawyer jokes. Well, first, let me thank Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. Let me thank Daniel for working the dials. And let me thank any lawyer that I've ever needed to write a contract, you know, or help me out of a traffic ticket. Let me just thank them and preface that these jokes do not come from me. They come from Michael. All right, we just got to do a couple lawyer jokes really quickly because we're talking a lot about sharks today, and I know that's kind of bad, but anyway. At a convention of biologists, one researcher remarks to another, "Did you know that in our lab we have switched from mice to lawyers for all our experiments?" The other guy goes, "Really? Why'd you switch?" Well, he goes, "Well, for three reasons. First, we found the lawyers are far more plentiful than rats. Second, the lab assistants don't get so attached to them. Thirdly, there are some things that even the rat won't do." Oh, come on, that's funny. Okay, here's another one he writes. "What does a lawyer get when you give him Viagra?" "He gets taller." It's bad. That is so bad. They go, how many lawyer jokes are in existence? He writes, only three. All the rest are true stories. Okay, that's not nice. That's not nice. You know, I have a lawyer in the family. Those are not nice. Come on. I'm sure there's doctor jokes out there, but okay. Come on, people. You got to keep it clean, too. I can't read stuff on air that's not clean. Okay, so really quickly here. You guys are out in warm waters. I know we're supposed to be coming into the fall, but it's still hot. It's like 90 degrees where I live. All right? And so most shark attacks are unprovoked, but boy, do they really seem to provoke you when you're on a boogie board or a surfboard. So National Geographic says, number one, stay away from the mouths of rivers, especially after heavy rains, when freshwater fishies and other animals are swept out to sea. See, sharks are smart. Sharks know when there's a storm. Have you guys ever read the book Unbroken? I just read that book, and it talks about World War II from the Japanese side, or the Americans fighting the Japanese side of it. And apparently shark deaths, like they talked about in the movie Jaws, was very, very common when these planes would crash land into the water because, one, the waters were, you know, still kind of warmer, and, two, sharks know chaos brings food. And so even if you float and you have something that you can float on, these sharks are going to come at you because they could feel these airplane crashes miles away, and then they know there's food. And so, you know, right now with hurricane season, they are close to where rivers and stuff are going to be swept out to sea. They say swim clear of fishing boats. They often trail fish remains in blood, which could draw sharks. Yeah, they'll do that. If they don't want a fish that they just caught, they'll throw it back. Well, the fish is bleeding, you know. If you're bleeding or menstruating, they say, stay on the beach. They say sharks can smell and taste even the smallest amount of blood from over a mile away and trace it back to its source. And, you know, some of us, you know, with our man, Corey would say, you know what? People in England or sharks near England could tell, you know, on the days I have my period. So he never let me go in the water. If you cut or injure yourself in the water, you got to get out. Now, some people will be like, I'm good. Like, they'll step on some coral. And they're like, oh, the water will wash it away. You don't understand. Sharks will come. If you injure yourself or if you think somebody else injured themselves, get out. They're not going to just come after the person that cut themselves. They'll come after if you're swimming before that person. They say stay out of the water if fish blood or bait fish are present. So stay away from people who are fishing. Avoid large groups of fish, sea, or sea lions. They are all prominent on the shark's menu. I was up in Northern California, and you saw a bunch of sea lions. And the sea lions are sitting there bathing, and he's like, oh my gosh, sea lions are so cool. I would love to swim near them. No. They say, stay away if you see a large group of dolphins and seabirds. They're attracted to the same food that sharks eat. So if you see a bunch of dolphins in an area, don't go swim with the dolphins. It's because they could be eating food, and the sharks are like, well, I'm coming in. They say, don't make the mistake that if dolphins are present, there won't be any sharks around. Dolphins can be prey for large sharks. And if there's a dead animal in the water, get away. Avoid areas where animal, human, or fish waste enter the water. Sewage attracts bait fish, which in turn attracts sharks. Do not be in the water at dawn, dusk, or at night, when some species of sharks may move inshore to feed on fish. Sharks are well equipped to locate prey, even when the visibility is poor. Yeah, sharks will always see better, swim faster. They say avoid murky waters, harbor entrances, channels, steep drop-offs. They're frequented by sharks. Do not wear high-contrast clothing. They say orange and yellow are risky, and shiny jewelry look like fish scales, and sharks are really good to contrast. And so a lot of us are bathing suits. Like, I have a hot pink bathing suit. I've always liked hot pink, and for some reason I look good in it. I don't understand that. I'm not good in blue, I'm not good in red, but I look good in black and hot pink. Maybe it's because of the 80s, I don't know. And so I'll be in a hot pink bathing suit. I won't be hot. You know, usually people are like, excuse me, can you cover that up? And so I'll wear that. And then if I'm on a boogie board, I want a boogie board that's really light so a lifeguard could see me. Well, right? Unfortunately, that's what sharks look for. Refrain from excessive splashing. You got to keep your pets out of the water. Pets swim erratically. You know how our dogs, right, they doggy paddle. Cats, have you ever swam with your cat? Oh, my gosh. Shaky Boo, it's like, meow, and he's flaying around in the water. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's like a small puddle. Are you kidding me? You're so dramatic. So anyway, don't go swimming with your pets. But yeah, a lot of us have dogs in the water. No. And then leave the water quickly. If you see a shark, be calm. Okay? Just go, I am getting the hell out of here. Don't play dead. You cannot play dead in the water. Just very slowly move the hell back. If fishes or turtles start behaving erratically, get out of the water. That's because they know that a shark is in the area. If you feel something brush up against you, okay, get out of the water. Well, it could be also somebody trying to, you know, yeah, but get out of the water. Some people that have gotten bit, they don't even feel the bite. They just go, oh, something just rubbed up against me, and then they're like, oh, my gosh, I was bleeding. Swim, surf, or dive with other people. If you're alone and away from other people, apparently sharks seem to attack you more. Do not wander too far offshore. Doing so isolates you and places you away from assistance. And my kids always do that. They'll go as deep as they can. And I'm like, guys, get back here. And I'm screaming on the beach, and then they act like they can't hear me. I'm like, really? And then they laugh. I know they heard me. And it scares the hell out of me. If you are diving and are approached by a shark, stay still. If you are carrying fish or other catches, release the catch and quietly leave the area. Go see ya. So what happens? Okay, if you're getting attacked, you got to defend yourself. Now, a lot of us that dive, we have knives on us. So if you don't have a knife, right, you could use your hands and feet, I guess. But you got to go blows to the eyes or to the gills. You hit their gill or you hit your eyes, you hit their eyes, they may back off. Also, their snout. Now, if a shark gets you in the mouth, ISAF, George Burgess, says, I advise to be as aggressively defensible as you are able. Playing dead does not work. Pound the shark in any way possible. Try to claw at the eyes and gill openings, two very sensitive areas. You also got to stop the bleeding. Okay? You're going to bleed more in the water. You got to leave the water, be efficient, calmly, swiftly. Most sharks may not bite you again, but you don't know. They may do it again. But a lot of times it's just one bite. Okay? Now, if you are not the victim, you've got to get the victim out of the water. I've taught you guys how to make tourniquets. I've told you guys how to make tourniquets. You got to go above the area. Don't worry about losing blood supply to the foot. If they're in the leg, just you've got to stop the blood from leaving. We could always try to reperfuse the limb. So if you have a belt, if you have a shirt, tie it tight. Now, they're going to be screaming, ow, it hurts, but if they're bleeding, it's not your tourniquet. You've got to control the bleeding, then you got to put pressure on them. Now, remember, you have a victim who's going to be wet on the sand. They could go through shock. So you want to start getting them warm. And so you want to start wrapping them in a blanket. You want to minimize any heat loss because the body, a lot of heat's going to evaporate. And then you don't want to move them too much, and you want to make sure they calm down so the blood doesn't pump too quickly, and you've got to get 911. A lot of us don't have our phones there, but you've got to call for medical help. But get them as far away from the water. Very rarely does a shark jump on shore. They won't do that. Okay, but you got to, yeah. And it's frightening stuff. All right, guys, let's talk about now low-dose aspirin. Are we going to eventually tell people not to take it? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEX.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Rescuers are plucking residents from flooded homes as North Carolina's swollen rivers are reaching record or near record crests from the epic rain that was unleashed by Florence. Rescue crews have just recovered the body of a one-year-old boy who was swept away by flooded waters in Union County in North Carolina. The child had slipped from his mother's grasp. In Jacksonville,
everything is just in total disarray.
Randy Johnson left his home 2 days ago when the water got too high. Doug Clark and his family are among the tens of thousands who've evacuated their homes in Fayetteville.
The things that we left behind, hopefully they'll make it through the storm, but we've got the things that are important here with us.
The Cape Fear River there is predicted to crest at 30 feet above flood stage. The road in and out of Wilmington has been cut off with high flood water. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, there's a lot of debate on this aspirin and when to take aspirin and when not to, and I'm just as frustrated as you all are, because you guys have been doing exactly what you're told. When we tell you take a baby aspirin, you do it. Then a study comes out saying don't take the baby aspirin. And that's risky. And you're like, well, what the heck am I supposed to do? And so the average person is starting to think, you know what, I'm just like, I'm not going to do anything anybody recommends, because I would rather do nothing than to do something that's bad. Well, I disagree. I think it's different strokes for different folks. I think for some people, that baby aspirin is a lifesaver. For other people, it isn't. Right? For my dad, that baby aspirin was worthless. But for other people, I'm like, oh, dang. I mean, we're even finding that aspirin is anti-cancer. Again, but for only certain people. And until we know who benefits from what, we either recommend something for everybody or recommend nothing for everybody. So now they're saying if you are a healthy older person, but healthy, taking a low-dose aspirin may be more harmful than helpful. A large clinical trial involving participants in Australia and the United States found a daily low-dose aspirin had no effect on prolonging life in healthy elderly people, and it also showed a higher rate of suffering from major hemorrhage. They say over a four-year span starting in 2010, the trial enrolled more than 19,000 people in Australia and U.S. who were 70 or older, 65 if they were African-American and Hispanic, because of their risk of dementia and cardiovascular disease are higher. Also, the participants did not have cardiovascular disease, dementia, or physical disability, so they were quote-unquote healthy. Roughly half of the participants were given a 100 milligram low-dose aspirin. Usually in America, we have the 81. Don't ask me how they came up with 81. I'm sure there's an explanation for it. But in Australia, it was the 100 milligrams. And the results showed that the aspirin had absolutely no impact on whether people would suffer dementia or disability. The trial found 90.3% of the people who took aspirin did remain alive with no persistent physical activity or dementia, compared with 90.5% on placebo. They say rates of people who suffer from disability and dementia were nearly the same. They also, though, however, found that if you took the aspirin, you had higher risk of bleeding, such as hemorrhages. They say the study shows why it is so important to conduct this type of research so that we can gain a fuller picture of aspirin's benefits. Now, as you know, aspirin prevents clotting factors from forming, and so you get less of the clog when, God forbid, you have a heart attack. You have less of a clot forming, and so, unfortunately, that could also mean you will bleed easier. Now, researchers warn the results don't apply to people prescribed that for stroke, heart attack, or other form of cardiovascular disease. So, they're talking about healthy individuals taking an aspirin. We still recommend aspirin for those of you at higher risk for stroke, heart attack, or cardiovascular disease because, God forbid, you do get a clot, you know, or you do tear the intimal lining, which happens when these plaques break off. Then you immediately get this reaction where blood tries to clog it, and prevent more injury to the lining of the vessel, but then you end up forming one hell of a clot that prevents blood from going through, and then you drop dead of a heart attack. So it's scary, scary stuff. And so what they're trying to say is for healthy patients who do not have a clear medical reason for doing so, maybe we shouldn't be telling everybody to take aspirin. But if you are at higher risk for heart disease, you do. Does that make sense? All right? Until doctors tell you otherwise. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of us stick our kids in these baby walkers. I did. These little baby walkers are great because the kid is confined. He hopefully can't hurt himself. And if you have to go to the bathroom or if you have to be on the phone, you have sometimes a couple seconds of breathing room because the kid's not crawling and going outside or touching an outlet or whatever. Unfortunately, they say more than 5 infants a day are getting hurt on these things. Even though we're getting better, there's still far too many, according to researchers. Between the years 1990 and 2014, there were 230,676 infant walker-related injuries in children under 15 months. Now, this is what researchers estimate based on the data from the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System. They say only children seen in the hospital emergency departments were included, so this is obviously an underestimate because if your kid fell and hurt themselves, but you're like, nah, it's good, you know, grandpa's doctor will take care of this at home, those numbers don't get tallied. My kids, thank God, never hurt themselves on that, not that I can remember. But what are they doing? Well, they're either falling or they're getting a body part caught in that or they walk into something that falls on them. They say baby walkers give quick mobility up to 4 feet per second. And this is to young children before they are developmentally ready. Baby walkers remain a serious and preventable source of injury to young children and should not be used. They say there are safer alternatives like stationary activity centers that spin, rock, and bounce, but do not have wheels. And good old-fashioned belly time. Put a child on their belly, let them learn to gradually push themselves up, crawl, and then eventually walk. See, a lot of us don't do belly time with our babies because we're afraid of SIDS. Well, SIDS shouldn't happen to a baby that you're supervising and that's awake at the time. True, you don't want to put a baby on his stomach in his crib at night to sleep. But, you know, because they may not have the strength to be able to lift themselves up, especially if they start becoming hypoxic. But, you know, if you're awake and watching them, you put them on their belly. They need to practice lifting up their head. Oh, they're so cute, little babies. Hey. Yeah, my kid, when I gave belly time, he gets so mad because he wanted to be held. It's like, he didn't want to work. He didn't want to work then. Like, no, you have to do your belly time. And he's like, you can sit. He's like, can I move out now? Can I please move out of the house now? I don't like my mommy. I want a new mommy. So anyway, these injuries did decline over the past decade or so, but still. In fact, some of these kids are falling down the stairs. They are walking with their little baby, walking to the stairs and falling down the stairs. So really, really bad. So why are the parents still purchasing these things? Well, some people think it's good for their health. They think, okay, it gives the kid exercise. Others want the baby to start learning how to walk. But the big thing is parents can do other things. You know, parents can do other things, and the babies, and I mean, when I had to go to the bathroom, it was really hard to stick the baby in there. So I'd leave the door open, stick the baby in the walker, and have the baby right there, and they'd be talking to the baby like, hi, mommy going pee-pee. Mommy's going pee-pee. And then, because I had to watch a baby. Or I would pull the playpen. The problem is these kids climb out of their playpens. You could not keep my kids in their playpens. They hate it. And they sit there and yell. And I agree. Playpens stink. The plastic is cold. It's uncomfortable. And then you put blankets on there. And then the cats or the dogs jump in there. And then they go pee-pee on the blanket. It's ridiculous. So anyway, I do like those pack and plays. So anyway, but the big thing is it can actually delay mental and motor development. These kids have to learn how to walk the real old-fashioned way. All right, and these kids zip around. So, yeah, all right, careful with the walkers. The 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Household cleaning products may cause our kids to become overweight because it's messing with their gut bacteria. Canadian scientists found children who live in households where disinfectants were used at least once a week had a higher body mass index at the age of 3 compared to children who came in regular contact with such products. In contrast, children in homes where eco-friendly substances were used were less likely to be overweight. In the past 2 decades, more and more households have been using disinfectants, and the authors noted that their gut microbiome may, need to, I guess, maybe we're cleaning too much and we need regular bacteria. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Tennessee nurse wrote herself hundreds of prescriptions to access thousands of opioids, and her medical license has been suspended. According to documents released by the Tennessee Board of Nursing, Patricia Tillis did not deny the allegations and admitted to writing herself prescriptions for over 9,000 pills of hydrocodone and over 2,800 pills of Soma, a powerful muscle relaxer. Tillis, a former nurse at the Houston Orthopedic Clinic at TriStar Centennial, wrote the prescriptions using blank, pre-signed prescription slips beginning in the year 2014. She was fired in 2017 after her misconduct was discovered. Telus' attorney, Robert Kramer, contends that his client was using the medication to treat pain from a prior surgery, and that a doctor had told her it was okay to do so. No, it's not. Then he changed his story when confronted by the health department. Kramer said his client didn't do anything wrong, but didn't have the money to fight this. Both drugs are highly addictive and can be sold on the black market. Okay, so we're talking about hydrocodone, which is a Vicodin and Lortab, not as strong as oxycodone, but still strong. And we have Soma, which is a powerful muscle relaxer. And taking both, I guess some people say they feel really, really stoned on both. And it's something that a lot of people do. Okay, so why am I telling you guys this? All right, because some of you were like, well, all right, well, all right, so it's somebody else who's taking advantage of the system, and they got busted. Fine. Why should I care? I just am starting to see a little trend here, and it's bothering me. You know, every now and then we'll hear a story from the media of somebody taking a patient's narcotics. We heard about that one last week where the mom took it from her dying daughter. You hear about this in the hospital where certain, you know, medical professionals are taking the narcotics away from patients, and the patient's like, I'm in pain, I'm in pain. They're like, but you just got morphine, or you just got, we just administered something through your IV, and it turns out that the nurse gave it to themselves and just injected saline into the patient. Now, these horror stories are freaking people out, and I don't blame them. I'm freaked out because we want to believe that when we're within a hospital or a medical center, these medical providers have nothing other than our best interest at stake and at heart. And to think that somebody could inject saline that might not even be sterile into your IV, trying to hide a narcotic habit, or somebody could, you know, have this sort of addiction where they will write themselves thousands and thousands of pills, you get nervous. We also are very well aware that narcotic withdrawal is scary. And some people will go to any means necessary to get those narcotics. And you are so scared of going through withdrawal that you will do something that you would have never thought you would do as a human being. Now, are people going into the nursing field or the medical field because they're addicted? Or are they not addicted? They're in the field and then all of a sudden they turn. And then they, you know, find themselves in trouble, and they have access. I don't know. It could be both. I sincerely doubt anybody would go through a rigorous nursing regimen or doctor regimen to that degree if they were faking it. You know, you can't do the long nights and the long hours and the weekends, and you can't do that faking it for another cause. And you can't do it just for money. You can't. I mean, you know, you have to genuinely love people. You have to genuinely want to care about them. However, some people may want access to prescription pads, and they may find the easiest way to get into healthcare, some sort of assistant training to get in there and to get the access to the prescription pads. And you steal a couple pads, you use some fake names. Some people could get away with it for a while. Now, pharmacies do have, you know, cameras. Later, we're going to even have to fingerprint, because there's all this false identification. I think we should fingerprint also at the voting booth. And this way, somebody can't vote twice. But you could just go as a John Smith. And then you go to another voting booth as John Smith, or as a, you know, I mean, you pick a common name. If they don't check IDs, it's easy to do, unfortunately. Usually with prescriptions, it's a little harder, especially with controlled substances. Now that pharmacies are getting sued, they're really starting to, you know, crack down. But this opioid epidemic is not going away. And if people think they have easier access in medical facilities, they'll do it. I told you we had a nurse. She was a new nurse. I told you guys about this many times. And when I had done her verification, this was years ago, when I called her references, I called somebody up and they go, I go, hi, I'd like to hire so-and-so, so I need a reference. and speak to her employer. And the woman goes, can you hold on? And I thought that was odd. I expected her to go, oh, she's wonderful. She gets back on the phone. She says, hire her. You will love her. Hire her. And I thought that was odd. You know, because I, you know, I'm like, you know, is it because they don't want to pay her unemployment? Well, we hired her. Because I had, now that you think back, you're like, okay, those were the signs. And she had stolen the Valium out of the crash kit that we use. We have a crash kit. And she also had kept asking to be the one to order the supplies for the office. And she's like, why aren't we ordering any Valium or pain medication for the patients? I go, we just don't do that here. And then when we found that she gleaned through, we got rid of her. But scary. You know, there was a pharmaceutical rep that would come at like 4:45 at the end of the day. And she's like, oh, can I go into your samples and see what you have and see what you need? And she would be stealing some of the, this is when narcotics used to be sampled. And I'm like, what is going on here? So people, when they have either a, they're in a relationship where somebody is mandating that they get these medications, or they're addicted, or there's a market for them, they're going to do some bad stuff. And so I'm a little nervous because the healthcare field should have screens in place to prevent people like this from being in the field. You know, somebody had asked, are we drug screening our doctors and our nurses? Well, usually when there's an issue, yeah. But my last drug screen was when I was a third-year medical student, starting my third-year rotations. That's usually when most, I mean, maybe I got one as a resident, but I don't think they routinely did. And again, we weren't worried about people in their 90s. I mean, trust me, you know, student, if a student passed their boards, there's a good chance they're not doing drugs. But now with the legalized marijuana and all that, it really gets a little murky in terms of where do we start drawing the line and putting patients first? If a doctor lives in a state where there's legalized marijuana, can he smoke dope? Can a nurse smoke dope? Technically, yeah. If it's legal, yes, you can. But what about the impairment? Well, it's just like with alcohol, right? Alcohol is legal. You are not allowed to operate if you're drunk. You're not allowed to fly a plane when you're drunk. You're not allowed to teach kids when you're drunk. So, same thing. You're not allowed to do that stoned. So, technically, an employer or a company or a office or an airline, medical clinic could technically tell you to leave if you're inebriated or on drugs and could actually fire you. Now, there's starting to be these lawsuits of, well, you know, the Americans Disabilities Act protects you, and, you know, now there's all these, you know, other sorts of arguments coming into play. But I think that you should be able to test a pilot, a teacher, a doctor, a nurse for drug use. The only problem is if somebody has a prescription for medical marijuana or for a narcotic, I mean, just because they test positive, does that mean they're going to use? Does that mean they're going to come to work inebriated? Does it mean they're going to steal your narcotics? It doesn't. So that's why we still don't know what we're doing in that respect. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.